This is a Pirate's Life for Me. Each week, we'll highlight East Carolina alumni achievements from around the Pirate Nation. And now, from the Pirate Radio Studios in Uptown Greenville, here are your hosts, Paul Clifford and Jackie Drake.
Hello, Pirate Nation, and welcome to A Pirate's Life for Me. I'm Paul Clifford.
And I'm Jackie Drake. Thanks for joining us tonight. We've got a great show coming up.
That's right. We hope you'll join us here every second and fourth Friday of the spring semester as A Pirate's Life for Me airs at 6 o'clock right here on Pirate Radio 1250 and 930.
We'll keep bringing you all the latest updates and upcoming events from both the university and the Alumni Association, along with our featured alumnus for each episode. Did you catch that, Paul? I said alumnus singular.
There you go. Yes, because we had that little lesson on
we are
how to conjugate alumni.
Correct Latin conjugation of the word, yes.
Our guest today is Misty Marston. Misty is the new executive director of the Pitt County Boys and Girls Club. She is new on the job there, but is doing some really great things, and we look forward to passing her story on to you in just a couple minutes.
Absolutely. They always do a lot of great things for the kids over there, so she will tell us what they're up to and how you can help.
That's right. Well, you know, the Super Bowl is now set.
That's right, yes.
And it's exciting. Two brothers playing in the Super Bowl, coaching in the Super Bowl.
I did not hear about the brothers coaching.
That's cool. Right. The two head coaches, Jim and John Harbaugh, brothers. But we also have a Pirate connection that is in the Super Bowl. And it's the third year in a row now that we've had a Pirate play in the Super Bowl. The first two have won with the Green Bay Packers and the New York Giants. And now we have Vontae Leach, who is a fullback for the Baltimore Ravens. Vontae has had a great NFL career. He's been a Pro Bowl fullback. I think he was elected or voted again to the Pro Bowl this year. And now he's looking to get a third consecutive ring for the Pirate Nation.
Well, that would be amazing. Absolutely. Hopefully he can keep up the tradition, and hopefully third time will be the charm, and we'll have a Pirate come home with a Super Bowl ring. So I guess this means we'll have to pull for the Ravens, right?
That's right. That's right. Well, it won't be too difficult. Vontae's playing. They're wearing purple, so it'll be a natural there.
There we go.
Well, we're preparing for a lot of upcoming events over at the Alumni Association. Our Pirate CareerCast started this month, and CareerCast, as you know, are online presentations and discussions facilitated by industry experts to help alumni advance in their career. They're usually held over the lunch hour on the first Wednesday of the month through May, and you can find a full schedule listed on our website at piratealumni.com. Jackie, those are great opportunities for people to get good career-related advice from experts that we have that do those webcasts for us.
They do. They have a wide range of topics, life insurance, problem solving and conflict resolution in the workplace, so all sorts of good stuff. And you know, from the experts right here at ECU, from our Career Center, from our departments and colleges and schools, so it's great to get to have those great resources right here for our alumni.
That's not the only career-related opportunity that our alumni have, is it?
No, it's not. We have lots of in-person networking events. I believe this month we've got events coming up in Arizona and Atlanta. We've got lots of networking events and alumni receptions coming up, and we always have those in various locations all across the Pirate Nation, so be sure to keep an eye out for those.
That's right, and this year we're very excited and honored to host the Golden Alumni of the Class of 1963 as they return for their 50th reunion this May. We'll be hosting a reunion dinner, a special celebration with the graduating class of 2013, and of course our Golden Alumni will be participating in commencement ceremonies on May 10th. That's always a great weekend, always a special time when we have the 50th reunion participants. My particular favorite moment the past 2 years has been when they lead that class of 2013 into the Dowdy Ficklin Stadium, wearing the gold robes, followed by the class members in their purple robes, and they get the biggest ovation. It's just, I'm sure it's a special moment for them. Some of them marching in commencement for the first time.
That's true.
Because of how graduation used to work when they were in school. But yeah, the 50th reunion, if there's members of the class of 63, congratulations on celebrating your 50th reunion this year, and we look forward to hosting you on campus in May.
Yes, absolutely. Please come be part of this tradition. If you have any questions, just give us a call at the Alumni Center at 800-ECU-GRAD. And we are also gearing up for our annual Pirate Alumni Road Race and Fun Run on April 20th. This is my first year working here, but already I can tell this is a big tradition here at ECU. People are already excited about this, and we're already gearing up, and you can already sign up. You just give us a call. And the proceeds from the race also, they support the alumni scholarship program. So it's all for a good cause. So just give us a call at ECU Grad, and we'll get you signed up.
Are you a runner?
No, I am not. So okay. I will be doing the fun run, or I'll probably be, you know, working and
you'll
helping
probably,
out.
You'll probably be
so,
working,
no,
right?
I, so I have an excuse, but no, I'm looking forward to it anyway.
This is, it's become one of the bigger 5Ks that's hosted in Greenville.
Yes.
Which is, as you know, living here now for a good while, it's a running community. I mean, every nice day you'll see people out running. There seems to be a 5K every weekend, and this has quickly become one of the largest 5Ks, and so we're proud of it. We're excited, and as you said, it's all for a good cause in raising scholarships for some of the best and brightest students here at East Carolina.
Yeah, we're definitely looking forward to it.
Well, stay tuned to A Pirate's Life for Me. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
East Carolina alumni, you may be able to save on the high cost of auto and home insurance through Liberty Mutual's Group Savings Plus program. The East Carolina Alumni Association and Liberty Mutual have teamed up to offer attractive discounts on both auto and home insurance. To take advantage of these discounts and competitive rates, call the local Liberty Mutual office today, toll free at 800-835-0894. Please mention this announcement when you call.
Occasions Party and Tent Rentals is the choice of the East Carolina Alumni Association for all our alumni party and event needs. Serving all of Eastern North Carolina, Occasions is your wedding, party, and corporate event headquarters, offering all your party needs to host the perfect event. Paint your next event purple with Occasions. Call today at 252-752-6326 or visit them online at occasionsrental.net. Make your next event an occasion. This is Paul Clifford from the East Carolina Alumni Association. You may have heard of the concept of paying it forward, the belief that you can rarely pay someone back, but you can always do something for the next generation. And that's what the Alumni Association is all about, supporting East Carolina through student recruitment, scholarships, student programs, and advocacy for the university. Join today.
Call 800-ECU-GRAD or visit piratealumni.com for details.
The East Carolina Alumni Association is your connection to ECU. And now there are more ways to connect than ever. Our website, piratealumni.com, has always provided alumni news, upcoming events, ways to connect with other alumni, and much more. But now you can also follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, get connected on LinkedIn, or watch our videos on YouTube. Visit piratealumni.com for more information. Stay connected to ECU through the East Carolina Alumni Association. It's time to lace up your running shoes and join in the fun as the East Carolina Alumni Association presents the 6th Annual Pirate Alumni Road Race and Fun Run on Saturday, April 20th.
Join fellow alumni and friends as we race to raise money for ECU student scholarships. Our 5K road race and 1 mile fun run begin at 9 a.m. with registration from 7:30 to 8:30 a.m.
Register early and pay just $15 for the entry fee, which includes a race t-shirt. To register, call 800-ECU-GRAD or visit us online at piratealumni.com/roadrace. Register today.
You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Now, back to the show.
Our guest today is Misty Marston from the class of 1999. Misty is the new executive director of the Pitt County Boys and Girls Club. She earned her degree in recreation and leisure studies and has worked at other Boys and Girls Clubs throughout the East in Winterville, Wilmington, and Edgecombe County. Misty, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Well, let's get started right at the beginning and share with our listeners how you became an East Carolina Pirate.
Great. I actually went to Mount Olive College for 2 years and visited East Carolina while at Mount Olive, and then decided that I wanted to transfer. A larger school, more opportunities appealed to me as a student.
Well, we're glad you made your way over to ECU. What's one of your favorite memories of your time here?
I have lots of great memories from ECU, as I'm sure many alumni do. Probably some of my fondest memories are being involved with the Student Rec Center and playing on intramural sports and going on some trips with the recreation department and just kind of really being engaged on those levels.
Alumni often tell us, Misty, that it's the people of East Carolina that make it such a special place. Are there people that stood out to you during your time on campus that you looked up to and made your experience especially memorable?
Absolutely. Dr. Scalco was the head of the recreation and leisure department when I was there, and I believe he may still be there, but he was one of the folks that really kind of pushed and encouraged us as students and made us really work very hard for the grades that we attained. And that was good for me as a student, as I'm sure it is other students as well.
We're talking with Misty Marston from the class of 1999. She is the executive director of the Pitt County Boys and Girls Club, and you're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me.
So, Misty, for people that are not familiar with the Boys and Girls Clubs, can you tell them a little bit about the organization and its mission?
Absolutely. Our mission is to really enable the children who come through our doors to become productive, responsible, and caring citizens. We're there to provide an extra support system for kids who may have two working parents, who may come from single parents, but who need a safe place to go during the after school and the summer hours, and not just a safe place, but a productive place. We have three areas that we're really kind of focused on helping our members with, and one of those is academic success, another is healthy lifestyles, and the third is good character and citizenship. Our goal is that the members that come through our doors go on to graduate from high school and live productive, healthy, happy lives.
Misty, tell us a little bit about the Pitt County Boys and Girls Club and some of the specific, how many kids you serve, what kind of services you offer.
Absolutely. We have five clubs that are in Pitt County. We have one in Farmville, one in Aiden. The main club there on Fire Tower Road, our Jack Minchie's unit, in which most people are familiar. We also have a club north of the river, which is our Grady White Boats E.R. Lewis Family Club. And then we also have a club located in Jarvis Church, which is downtown. We serve around 700 children every single day, and close to 2,000 on a yearly basis come through our doors. And we're open during the after-school and summer hours, trying to be available to kids at a time when school is not available. When you look at juvenile crime, the highest time for juvenile crime, either becoming a victim or committing juvenile crime, is after school between the hours of 3 to 6. So we want to be open when our kids need us the most.
Well, it's amazing everything you guys do over there, and I know you've kind of just getting settled in the job. You've been there a couple of months now. What are some of your initial goals over there at your location?
You know, I have three main goals for 2013. I figure if I can keep things simple, then I can certainly remember them. Our goals are to serve more kids. Our goals are to have better and more high-quality programs and to raise more money. So more kids, better programs, more money. It's kind of our focus areas for 2013.
Well, those are three worthy goals that I'm sure will continue to be goals of yours and years to come. You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me, and we're talking with Misty Marston from the class of 1999. She is the executive director of the Pitt County Boys and Girls Club. Well, Misty, you've been in the job just a short time, but you've had a lot of experience doing this in other locations. So what's your favorite part of the job?
That's a tough one for me. I love the kid part. I love seeing our outcomes. I love watching children who have grown up in our clubs go on to be productive, responsible, and caring citizens, which is what we aim for. But I also love the community side of it and watching and being a part of getting our community engaged in something that's really addressing a need and hopefully solving a problem. So I enjoy the community engagement side, but nothing makes me happier than to see our members go on to become productive, responsible, and good citizens of our community.
Misty, what are some of the club's current needs or challenges you're facing? I know everybody's kind of feeling the pain of budget cuts and donations drying up. If people want to contribute or just help out and give of their time, what are some ways that they can do so?
As you said, of course, we can always use the financial resources, but we can also use human resources. The more volunteers that come into our club, the more professionals and ECU students that come in and volunteer, the more mentors and role models we have for our children, and that really goes a long way to helping us reach our mission. So, of course, we can use the finances. There's no nonprofit that can't use additional resources. But human resources are equally and as important as those financial resources. So getting people to come in and volunteer, we do homework help with our members every single day. And for those individuals that have children, you could imagine what it's like to do homework with one child, but then you multiply that by 700. And the more people we can have come in to help our kids with their homework and to really tutor and to mentor our children, the more likely we are to accomplish our mission, which is the ultimate goal.
So, Misty, talk a little bit about how your ECU experience helped to prepare you for this job and your career in general. I know our Recreation and Leisure Studies program has a long and proud history. Talk a little bit about how your time at ECU positioned you for what you're doing today.
Absolutely. As a student at ECU, we were always encouraged to volunteer, and we had lots of service learning opportunities. And I feel like that really laid the groundwork for preparing me to work in the community and to work in a nonprofit kind of service industry, and realizing that to be an active member of a community also meant giving back. So I think, you know, we were really taught and encouraged to give back and to give our time, to give what resources we had as students. And I think my going into this field is a carryover effect of the school and our department emphasizing the importance of engaging the community and volunteering.
Well, Misty, we'd like to thank you for being on the show and allowing us to share your story with the Pirate Nation. You know, Pirates are all about giving back, and it's alumni like you who exemplify our university's motto, Suire, to serve. For that, we're truly grateful.
Thank you. I appreciate your having me. If anybody would like to find out more information about our club, you can visit us online at bgcboysgirlsclubpitt.org.
That's great. Stay tuned to A Pirate's Eye for Me. We'll be right back after this commercial break. This is Paul Clifford from the East Carolina Alumni Association. You may have heard of the concept paying it forward, the belief that you can rarely pay someone back, but you can always do something for the next generation. And that's what the Alumni Association is all about, supporting East Carolina through student recruitment, scholarships, student programs, and advocacy for the university. Join today.
Call 800-ECU-GRAD or visit piratealumni.com for details.
The East Carolina Alumni Association is your connection to ECU. And now there are more ways to connect than ever. Our website, piratealumni.com, has always provided alumni news, upcoming events, ways to connect with other alumni, and much more. But now you can also follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, get connected on LinkedIn, or watch our videos on YouTube. Visit piratealumni.com for more information. Stay connected to ECU through the East Carolina Alumni Association. It's time to lace up your running shoes and join in the fun as the East Carolina Alumni Association presents the 6th Annual Pirate Alumni Road Race and Fun Run on Saturday, April 20th.
Join fellow alumni and friends as we race to raise money for ECU student scholarships. Our 5K road race and 1 mile fun run begin at 9 a.m. with registration from 7:30 to 8:30 a.m.
Register early and pay just $15 for the entry fee, which includes a race t-shirt. To register, call 800-ECU-GRAD or visit us online at piratealumni.com/roadrace. Register today. It's time to lace up your running shoes and join in the fun as the East Carolina Alumni Association presents the 6th Annual Pirate Alumni Road Race and Fun Run on Saturday, April 20th.
Join fellow alumni and friends as we race to raise money for ECU student scholarships. Our 5K road race and 1 mile fun run begin at 9 a.m. with registration from 7:30 to 8:30 a.m.
Register early and pay just $15 for the entry fee, which includes a race t-shirt. To register, call 800-ECU-GRAD or visit us online at piratealumni.com/roadrace. Register today.
East Carolina alumni, you may be able to save on the high cost of auto and home insurance through Liberty Mutual's Group Savings Plus program. The East Carolina Alumni Association and Liberty Mutual have teamed up to offer attractive discounts on both auto and home insurance. To take advantage of these discounts and competitive rates, call the local Liberty Mutual office today, toll free at 800-835-0894. Please mention this announcement when you call.
Occasions Party and Tent Rentals is the choice of the East Carolina Alumni Association for all our alumni party and event needs. Serving all of Eastern North Carolina, Occasions is your wedding, party, and corporate event headquarters, offering all your party needs to host the perfect event. Paint your next event purple with Occasions. Call today at 252-752-6326 or visit them online at occasionsrental.net. Make your next event an occasion.
You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to A Pirate's Life for Me, everyone. And Thanks to Missy Marston for joining us and allowing us to pass her story on to the Pirate Nation. Boy, she's got a big job, but it's an important job. They do a lot of great things at the Boys and Girls Club for the children of our community.
Absolutely, and like she said, it's a great way for people to volunteer and help out.
That's right. Well, now's the time of the show where we like to ask, are you a member?
The number one reason to join the East Carolina Alumni Association is to support a great university that we all love and to show your pirate pride. But there are so many reasons to join.
Every East Carolina graduate wants to succeed in his or her career field after graduating. Membership in the Alumni Association provides alumni with career-related assistance through our partnership with the university's Career Center and by providing numerous alumni opportunities to network and meet other alumni. Each month, the Alumni Association sponsors Pirate Career Casts featuring tips and advice on taking your career to the next level. Our alumni magazine, EC Alumni, also features Career Corner in every issue. Our online alumni community through PirateAlumni.com and our LinkedIn profile give you access 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to other alumni to network, ask advice, and share your accomplishments.
In addition to that career guidance and job resources and networking opportunities, there are many benefits of membership, like getting all the latest updates, access to premium content on our website, and reduced member pricing to our events. But we encourage alumni to join not just for what they get, but for what they give. Your membership allows us to support the university, sponsor student organizations, fund scholarships, recognize faculty, honor alumni, and keep everyone connected throughout the Pirate Nation.
Are you a member? If the answer is yes, thank you for your support. If the answer is no, what are you waiting for? Join today by calling 800-ECU-GRAD or join online at piratealumni.com/join today.
We hope you enjoyed this episode and that you'll join us again on Friday, February 8th. Our next guests will actually be a couple, Tiffany Meadows and Josh Powell. This is such a great story. They are both from the class of 08, and they recently got engaged on campus over the holidays in the dorm where they first met.
So. That's going to be a good Valentine's Day
very
type
good,
show.
But yes, we totally planned that.
That's right. Be sure to join us again Friday after next right here on Pirate Radio 1250 and 930 for another episode of A Pirate's Life for Me. Thanks to our producers, Shirley Rhodes and Cliff Brock, and until next time, keep inhaling purple and exhaling gold.
Go Pirates!
You've been listening to A Pirate's Life for Me, an exclusive presentation of Pirate Radio 1250 and 930, the kings of the AM dial.